Gallister, Jacob Hartman, and Mitchell Bender. This year's team needs to find a way to replace them, and it seems as if they have, having started out the season with two victories, averaging 42 points through Labor Day. This year's play caller is junior quarterback Adam Fisher.
He's a junior. He plays quarterback and defensive end. He's one of 10 juniors on this team. Had a couple rushing touchdowns against Caro. But last week against Harbor Beach, he had two turnovers, one fumble, and one interception. And that stuff can't happen if they want to compete in tonight's game.
Reese has been known for many years for its downhill running style. And this year, the backfield is filled with some upperclassmen. You'll hear the names of Tyler Turbush, Ethan Greenia, and Luke DeRussell. It's quite a bit tonight, all of which are seniors.
Absolutely. DeRussell had 14 carries as your lead back against Carroll, 59 yards. He also had 60 yards against Harbor Beach and a score. Greenia, a couple first down runs. He's more of your short yardage power back. And then Turbush is the change of pace back. He had 8 carries for 67 yards and a score against Carroll.
The Reese defense has been holding its own so far through a third of the regular season. They started out the year posting two shutouts against Caro and Memphis. Take it as you will. Last week, they allowed, though, 32 points to the Harbor Beach Pirates. But even so, Reese is allowing just 10.6 points a game so far.
They've had some impressive defensive stats. They recovered two fumbles, an interception, had 4 sacks against Caro. And even Harbor Beach was only 4 for 14 in passing against them. So they have some good qualities on defense.
Against Harbor Beach, Reese struggled to contain the Pirates as they allowed 224 yards on the ground and an additional 163 through the air. On offense, Reese was limited to just 116 total yards with only 60 yards in the first half.
It seemed like the defense was on the entire field, the entire fourth quarter. Harbor Beach put up a 12-minute drive in that fourth quarter against them. And keep in mind, I mentioned Harbor Beach was only 4 of 14 passing, but 4 of those pass plays totaled for 163 yards. So they were good on defense, but were vulnerable to giving up big plays.
Kickoff of Reese at Lakers is in 19 minutes. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
I'm sure by now you've heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half the population in our country. There are a few things scarier than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Brent Wehner with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb in the Bay City area and ask about our Secure Checking option. Thumb National Secure Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our Secure Checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and 2 locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and 4-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM-FM CD Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, home of the WLAW Sports Network. Sports Radio 1021 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill, as I appear to be on a repeater tonight. It's a beautiful night for football as the Reese Rockets are in town taking on the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers. There are a lot of red and white faces that can remember the powerhouse days of Laker football in the 1980s and 90s. From 1981 to 1997, the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers made the playoffs 11 times, won a state championship in 1981, and never had a losing season. But since the modern-day playoffs were implemented in 1999, the Lakers have only qualified for the postseason 6 times in 16 years. First-year head coach Steve Verberg wants to get back to those historical roots of Laker football, and he brings with him a new football offense.
He absolutely does, and it might just be the breath of fresh air that Lakers needed to get back into the playoffs. He's going to run a double wing. You'll see how that runs as the game goes on. You'll see a power running game and getting back to Laker physicality, something they've missed the last few seasons.
The Lakers dropped a tough game against perennial powerhouse Hudson to start out the season 16-24, but since then it's been a green and white domination as they now enter the Greater Thumb West Divisional play.
They beat Sandusky 38-26 and then Marlette 54-0. And keep in mind, we mentioned Hudson. That is a great test early in the season. Battle tested, I love that term. They're playing playoff-like teams on the schedule, and that will only prepare them for the playoffs and obviously the league championship against potentially Cass City.
One benefit for Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers is that under center and elsewhere, everywhere else on the field, is a 4-year starter and leader of the team, Brennan Wisner. And Dave, it seems like an eternity ago when we saw him take over at quarterback 4 years ago, midway through the game at Cass City.
He certainly did, and he's performed very well over the years, developed into a really fine player on both sides of the football. He's going to play defensive safety and quarterback, obviously, against Marlette. He was 5 of 9 for 100 yards and a score. He only ran the ball 2 times, which I think is a good thing. You got to keep him upright and healthy for all games that they play this year if they want to make any sort of run in the playoffs.
This year's Lakers have a completely different look to them compared to a year ago. Grybauskas' squad was predominantly spread and pass-based. Now the Lakers have made no qualms about it, as they are going to keep it on the ground. Helping out all in those efforts is a strong backfield.
Absolutely, led by senior running back Jake Kretschmer against Marlette. He only had 7 carries for 144 yards. Didn't necessarily need him. You see guys like Preston Warren, a junior. He had 10 carries and 2 scores. And then Corey Menendez, your third back. He just had 5 carries, but went for 100 yards and a score. So any of these backs certainly can hurt you.
Tonight, the Lakers are trying to make it 3 wins in a row and be halfway home to clinching a playoff berth. You're listening to Sports Radio 1021 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Up next, we'll do a direct compare and a tale of the tape on the WLAW Sports Network kickoff in 13 minutes right here on Sports Radio 1021.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darden, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting
the
same day. Stay warm and dry
in
handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bow-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this